dish towel.
Okay. And the one you wash your face with?
Face cloth.
And what you dry yourself with after taking it?
Towel.
People used to buy flour in a...
sack.
This is even before sacks. They're round, and you have to roll them.
Barrel?
Yeah. Did you know that?
Only from watching old cowboy pictures. Along with dickles, dill pickles, or whatever.
Yeah, right.
A pickled barrel.
That's an easier way to do it. If you have something, if you have a bottle with a wide mouth and one with a narrow mouth, and you want to pour something from the wide bottle into the narrow one, what would you use?
A funnel.
What would you use if you were driving a buggy? What would you use to urge your horses to go faster?
Whip?
Yeah. And if you bought groceries, the grocer would put them in a...
bag?
Made out of...
paper.
Okay. How do you buy a fairly large quantity of flour today? Or sugar?
What do you call fairly large? More than 10 pounds?
100 pounds.
Well, they come in sacks still.
Okay. How about the kind of sack that potatoes are shipped in?
What kind of sack? Potato sack. I don't know. Material. I don't know.
Have you heard of croaker sack?
Croaker sack, right. Why couldn't I think of that?
Have you ever heard of burlap?
Yes. That's the material I was trying to think of.
When an electric lamp burns out, you have to put in a new...
bulb.
What kind?
Light bulb.
Okay. To turn the water on at the sink, you have to turn the heat.
Faucet.
All right. You'd say it's so cold last night that our water pipes...
burst.
All right. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
burst.
Did you used to say bust?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Up until the time I became a college faculty member.
I see.
Last year.
I'm trying to take all this in. If you have changed, consciously changed your pronunciation of the word, then tell me. If there are any others.
Okay.
You might just say, I used to call it this, and now I call it that.
Okay.
All right, if you're carrying the washing out to hang it up on a line, you carry it out in a...
basket.
Okay. If you're going to get a large amount of draft beer for a party, you buy it in a...
keg.
All right. What runs around a barrel to hold the wood in place?
I don't know what it's called, but it's a strip of metal. But if there's a name for it, I don't know it.
Okay, well, in the 60s, kids used to play with these things. They were called
hoops.
Yeah, say it again.
Hoops.
Okay. What do you put in the top of a bottle?
In the top of a bottle?
To stop it up.
In the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
A cork?
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that you play at your mouth?
Horn. In a particular instrument?
Yeah, it's got little beads across there.
Flute?
I'm trying to think if it was a famous toy or...
clarinet?
No, it's not a wind instrument or a brass instrument. It costs about $2. It's shaped like a little rectangle.
Oh, harmonica.
Yeah.
When we were kids, we would call them harps.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, have you heard it called anything else?
Mouth organs.
Okay. What about another thing that you hold, you kind of hold it between your teeth and pluck it and it twangs?
Hold it between your teeth.
Yeah, it really buzzes like hell too. But it kind of makes a twangy sound. They use it in country music. Ever heard of a Jew's harp?
A what?
Jew's harp?
No.
Jew's harp?
No. No, that's a brand new one on me.
You gotta try it. It costs about $25. I mean, 25 cents. 25 cents. Like a kazoo. Stick like right here.